This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Three blind mice, the three musketeers, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Things that come in threes just feel right. But is three the magic number? And can it be scientifically proven? Blake Cooper set out to find out why threes are so common, so relatable, and so powerful.
The 20th century psychiatrist Carl Jung, the founder of analytical psychology, felt that human beings had a special relationship with numbers. The so-called natural numbers, 0 through 9, have symbolic meaning that goes beyond their significance in identifying quantity, according to Jung. He said that numbers are, quote, peculiar, even mysterious, and that the number is something irreducible, something which helps more than anything to bring order into the chaos of appearances. It's hard to argue that people find deeper meaning in numbers, especially when a given number seems to hold a recurring significance. If you see a number enough, and your brain becomes attuned to seeing it, you might start asking yourself why.
Maybe that pattern is like the pattern in the stock market, the Torah, this 216 number.
This is insanity, Max.
Or maybe it's genius. I have to get that number.
Hold on, you have to slow down. You're losing it.
Darren Aronofsky's 1998 film Pi is an example, a fictionalized one, of a slippery slope into madness that results from obsession with numbers and trying to find the connections that either aren't really there or are too complex to discern. Because numbers can have this expanded symbolic meaning, culturally we're very aware that there's a lot of wiggle room for interpreting the meaning and importance of numbers. Hold on, that's pretty intense. Let's get rid of that. I need something a little more mellow.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the...
Let's talk about three. Carl Jung thought that three as a symbol in the unconscious represents action or movement toward resolution. And there's some evidence of that. The shorthand symbol of three dots arranged in a triangular pattern means therefore, a word that literally moves the reader toward the conclusion of a thought. Ellipses can mean the same thing, and it too is usually just three dots. There are also linguistic links between three and words like through and threshold, and the prefix trans in words like transgress, transcend, transport, all words that signify movement and action. Those are just some examples supporting the Jungian theory, but three is everywhere, and it seems to be especially pervasive throughout Western culture, from folktales and nursery rhymes, three blind mice, three little pigs, three billy goats gruff, to modern culture, and for some reason the representation of modern culture in my mind is the 1986 comedy Three Amigos, but whatever. For some reason, three just seems right to us. This is Sounds Familiar, a show about patterns in culture and media. I'm Blake Cooper. This time it's three, a simple concept that seems to be, in some sense, timeless. As a rhetorical device, political figures have been grouping things in threes for millennia, literally thousands of years, from Julius Caesar's Veni, Vidi, Vici, I came, I saw, I conquered, to the U.S. Declaration of Independence, and the sentence written by Thomas Jefferson that is perhaps the most famous and influential ever written in the English language. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mind, body, and soul. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. There are three primary colors. There are three branches in the U.S. government. There are the Three Stooges, the Three-Ring Circus, the Three-Ring Binder. Okay, now it's getting out of control. I feel a little like Max Cohen, the character from Pi, wondering, just where does it all end?
There are endless examples of this. You know, the triangle becomes...
Michael Eck is someone with a fascination with threes, although I feel compelled to stress that he's a rational and functioning person with what seems like a healthy, logical curiosity. He's no Max Cohen, but he still spent a lot of his life noticing threes and somewhat dispassionately documenting them.
And writing them down in notebooks.
In 1995, he took the notebooks online and founded a website called The Book of Threes, threes.com, a sort of proto-wiki devoted to the documenting of threes everywhere. And I mean everywhere. It's quite extensive. with threes from areas of general interest like time.
We, of course, have past, present, and future.
And politics.
Three branches of government, so everyone's checking on each other.
And music.
Symphonic structures are ABA, ABC.
Mr. Eck makes an important distinction about the significance of three, that it's not necessarily powerful as a standalone idea, but it becomes powerful as a concept that, for whatever reason, better helps us understand the world around us.
This is sort of like talking about the way we look at things instead of just looking at things. So it's a pretty weird conversation, but if you think about color and time, and well, what we do is we simplify, we complete things, and we remember things in these concepts of threes, and that's just how that works.
Part of what might make three so powerful as a concept is how it both remains simple, the way a duality is simple, and at the same time adds a dimension of complexity that perhaps better represents our experience. It's the shade of gray in a black and white argument. It's this, that, and the other.
Another way of looking at it are two extremes and a point in the middle. For instance, political parties that are left and right or liberal and conservative. And then the middle is the moderate place, where we hope compromise will one day exist again in our political system.
My logical, analytical mind prefers to think of it that way. In other words, I don't think three is a magic number. Just a useful one, and therefore a popular one, with lots of cultural, contextual significance. And it's a number that's frequency tends to be a little more explicit, a little more noticeable, even though in reality a lot of things also come in twos and fours and sevens, etc. Still, it didn't occur to me to research twos, or fours, or any other number. Like Michael Eck and Thomas Jefferson and the people who brought you the Three Amigos, my mind jumps to three. Maybe the fixation with three is like a crutch, an easy reliance on a useful tool. Just like Carl Jung's idea of numbers as symbolic archetypes, or archaic images in the mind, which people use to find order in the world and in themselves, we seek out three because it does something for us. It helps us relate, helps us bridge the threshold of shared human experience. It helps us transcend the complexity of that experience, so we can try to find a little order among the chaos.
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number.
That was Blake Cooper from his podcast Sounds Familiar. You can find a link to his story on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you do like what you heard, there is much more at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us or send us your feedback or share your ideas for the program on Facebook and on Twitter. After all, the most fascinating stories tend to travel by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. We'll have more for you tomorrow at 2, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.